Getting the playlist going in 3, 2, 1, play. All right, welcome to day 4. Day 4 of Psalms of Ascent, Songs of Ascent. We're just going to move our body, go for a walk. Remember, it's a walk. This is a long journey. The people of God would be walking for days. We're not familiar with that in our time now. We think of sprints and marathons and races. This is just movement, getting closer to your destination, spending energy in the right places with the right heart. So God, thank you. We are grateful people that you call us to you. You say, come. And so here we are, God, in our shoes, in these bodies, whether they are feeling strong or weak, you are no respecter of. You just want us to come, return, make joyful noise, and to let whatever is in our hearts be known, so that our worship is pleasing to you, that it's honest and pleasing. So come, God, now, as we move our hearts closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so remember, upright. Be upright. Draw your shoulders back. One step at a time. Be purposeful with your steps, please. Be purposeful. When you strike your heel and roll to your toe, you know that each step, that you have jurisdiction. Every place we set the sole of our foot, Scripture tells us, that we've been given. If God's called us to it, He's giving a grace to us for it so that we can move through it. All right, Psalm 122, 1 through 5. Now remember, these were the songs God's people would sing. They would speak and put them to song. And I love that putting things to song is how you remember them. Can I get an amen? It's why you can remember the states or the Constitution, or as a kid, you would remember more easily when it's attached to a song, to a note. And when they would travel to the temple to make their offerings during Passover or the First Fruits Festival or the Festival of Booths, these were the words they would say and sing them. So I'm going to invite you, if you need to sing some praise to God, some even put your prayers to song, do that. Psalm 122. It's titled, Let Us Go to the House of the Lord. As I read these words, set your mind to see God, to form a picture in your mind of praise and worship. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Psalm 122, a song of ascent, sung, written by David. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. This is the word of the Lord. Okay, an important thing to know, or insightful thing to know, is that this psalm is a reflecting psalm. Because you can see he says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. The psalmist is reflecting as if he is in Jerusalem already. So this is, again, David had written it. So David had been, he's a worshiper. David is a warrior built on worship. And I'm telling you, that's all we do in this 21 days of getting our hearts closer to God. We're getting our worship in the right place. That he is who he says he is. And he's worthy of our journey. He's worthy of the barren places, the times when we're thirsty, hungry. He is going to provide. He is providing. And David is reflecting, because David has been with the Lord. He worships. He wants to be near the Ark of the Covenant. It should not be in foreign places. It should be in the temple, so that all people can come and worship. So David's trying to give away his contagious joy. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. You ever had a friend that maybe you've invited to church or you've been praying for? Man, wouldn't it be amazing if one day they called you and said, hey, I want to take you up on that offer. Let's go to the house of the Lord. Keep praying, friends. He hears you. This is in accordance with his will. Jesus says, ask anything in my name. And in accordance to his will, it will be done. Things like salvation for another. Come on. You don't have to wonder if God's on board with that prayer. He wants it even more than you. And the fact that it is on your lips means it is in his heart and on his mind. Let us go to the house of the Lord. I think that's just all I'm going to say today. Let us go. Whenever you're confused, let us go. Whenever you're celebrating, let us go. Be upright with your feet. Come on, strong feet. So I'll give you some time to reflect on anything that you've been praying for, asking the Lord. And I'd like you to have that declaration of, you know what? Let us go to the house of the Lord. Let us go to the one who is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, whom the mysteries of the world are hidden with. Let's go there. Okay, remember, this is not a workout. Open your mind. We're occupying the body to leave some space for your heart, mind, and soul to sing together, to be in one accordance that God's got this. He's worthy.
So much power in your name.
Verse 2. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Yes. The psalmist has now arrived and he is standing and rejoicing in Jerusalem with thousands of others. See yourself, our feet, not just your feet, but a great cloud of witnesses' feet, everyone's feet, my feet. See the thousands of people around the world who are taking this journey with us for 21 days to say, God is worthy. He's worthy of my first fruits, my offering. I'll make this journey. That our feet are standing within his gates. Our feet are standing. Come on. Now, Psalm 104 says to enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. This is a picture of the temple, where they were headed. This family road trip is headed to the temple, to the house of the Lord. Your feet are standing within his gates. Let thankfulness roll off your tongue right now. Come on, use your mouth. Walk with each 10 steps. Have a new thing to give God thanks for. See the unity of the people of God. See it. You may be the loneliest person right now, but I need you to stop seeing and start perceiving. Go higher. See the heavens opening up for you. Open faces. Open your face. Look up. Fill your mouth with thanksgiving and praise. Because open faces, open doors. Verse 3. Jerusalem, built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel. To give thanks to the name of the Lord. There, thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. This, David is trying to say, you should be grateful and proud to be a part of this family, not a pride that is about us, but a pride in what, who our Father is and what he's done through the work of the cross. Jerusalem built as a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel. To give thanks to the name of the Lord. There, the thrones of judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. David's trying to say, listen, we have been given authority. judgment belongs to the Lord. Yes, and mercy triumphs over judgment. Man, can we all be thankful for that? That while we were still sinners, dead in our transgressions, the Spirit of God opened up your heart and your mind to God, the one who is calling you to Him, to be founded firmly together as God's people. That's what's so beautiful. Like, I so wish that we still had some of these rituals in modern day, that we say, hey, we're going to take this big road trip. It's going to be costly, but I promise you, nothing is better. Come one, come all. Come those of you who think you can't afford this trip. And for those who can, pay it forward. Complete the sentence. God, I am thankful for. God, I thank you for. God, I give thanks for. God, let the thanksgiving of my heart please your heart. Make me a thankful person. That no matter what, whether abounding or abasing, whether in plenty or in want, whether well-fed or hungry, that I can say, it is well with me. A couple more minutes, friends. You know, each one of these walks, 20 minutes. Remember, the title of this is, Let Us Go to the House of the Lord. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Say that with me. All the time. You're frustrated? Let us go to the house of the Lord. You're feeling angry? Put upon, put out? Let us go to the house of the Lord. Don't go to Google, Facebook. Call your friends, even your friends of faith, and tell them what someone did or didn't do and call it prayer. Go to the house of the Lord. Man, if it's all we're doing, 21 days. I'm going on a walk because I'm going to the house of the Lord. It's where you belong. That's why David can reflect and say, this is worth it. After the long journey, David's saying, I'm so glad I took it. He's writing this reflectively. I'm so glad I took it. Think about your life. When you have taken hard roads, and you can now say, man, I'm so glad I took it. And if you don't have any, one, the enemy might be accusing you to think you're nothing special. You need to reset. You need a third-party perspective of the Holy Spirit to say, hey, remember, you were dead in your transgressions, and you took part in the blood and the breath of Christ. That's a journey. Are you glad you took it? And I tell you, those who feel apathetic towards what Christ has done, it's because you haven't done anything with what Christ has done. You took the label, slapped it on top of the brokenness like a Band-Aid. This is why it's good for us to walk. Because when we move, The truth comes out. So I'm asking this question. What is God calling you to right now that you'll be able to reflect back and say, I'm so glad I did it? Right now, I want you to go ahead and pray. Unload your heart. Tell the Lord, what offerings are you bringing today? Turn your grumblings into moans, groans, and sighs that the Holy Spirit can do something with. Turn them over. Heart. Some of you need to lose your dignity. Sing and open your hands as you walk. Keep your eyes open so you don't fall. But although your eyes are open, they do not see the cares of this world anymore. You are glad. You've been invited to come to the house of the Lord. Well done. Thank you, God. Thank you for today's prayer walk, where we are privileged and honored to receive an invitation to come to your house where all the tribes go. And there, your authority and your judgment was set for us to be redeemed as your people. Thank you, God. Thank you for this time of walking and praying. In Jesus' name, amen.